The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 104.3 FM, WQAM. Mike Tyson's bringing his Return of the Mike show to the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood this December. Stories and more from Iron Mike, and we got your chance to win tickets. You just got to text the word knockout. That's today's keyword, knockout, to 20357. Mike Tyson on cheating. Everybody's got a plan until they get punched in the face.
Exactly.
But then again, he did bite Evander Holyfield's ear. He didn't have a plan B.
He wasn't cheating. He was mad he was losing.
That's true. That's fair.
What's the difference?
That's how we saw Mike.
That's kind of what is associated with losing.
Although it's a disqualification instead of like a regular loss, you know?
We saw ass cheeks.
Oh, we did. We did. But yeah, it's this December. So if you guys want tickets and more information on this contest, WQAM.com. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. Tickets are also available for purchase at casino.hardrock.com/Hollywood/events. Bless you, Leroy.
Thanks. Oh, my mic is on, but my thing's not.
The light?
Yeah, we told you that, Leroy.
Yeah, it's been weird. I don't know. There's something got crossed over in here. I don't know what the hell happened. Very crazy. Terrence says on YouTube, I think the Dolphins are desperate. I think they could pull the upset. I don't know, dude. Hey, hopefully.
It would be the Dolphin thing to do.
To just win this game?
To win against Buffalo and keep McDaniel, another day.
Bro, even when times were high, they barely beat this team. You know? I mean, Josh Allen's losses to the Dolphins are like a missed throw to Charles Clay in the end zone.
Was it a strip fumble? Was it one a fumble at the end? Or?
No, they just ran out of time. They ran out of time. That was when Ken Dorsey lost his mind.
Oh, yeah. We haven't seen him since.
Where is Ken Dorsey? Wasn't he with the Browns for a second?
Wasn't it Cleveland then Buffalo? Or was it Buffalo then Cleveland?
I don't remember.
I think it was Cleveland then Buffalo.
I believe so.
Let's see. Ken Dorsey is
a high school coach?
A passing game specialist for the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's how they get their next coach.
Shoddy gave him some love.
That's how they get their next coach.
He was Browns offensive coordinator last year.
Oh, so he went Buffalo Browns.
He went to Buffalo, then the Browns, okay, yes. So he got fired. Joe Brady took over. Remember, we were all like, they're kind of using him as the fall guy.
Yep.
And, we never saw him that angry. We never saw Ken Dorsey lose his mind like
that.
He's not
a guy that gets mad like that.
He was so upset.
I think the thing that pisses coaches off coordinators or whatever, it's not the mistakes. It is the kind of the simple things that get you in trouble during the course of a game where you didn't even you should know better. That drives them crazy. Like, especially like if you go, we'll have practice and the coach will say, hey, on this play, we're looking from here to here. Right? Because every play, they have you looking in a different, looking to exploit a certain area of the field. So the quarterback's going to look there either short, middle, deep, if you're flooding one side of the ball, or to check down to over the top if you're exploiting the middle of the field or whatever. That's how it goes. So a lot of times you ever watch a film and you have access to the whole field and you go, look at that guy running wide open on the other side of the field. I'm like, yeah, that's because, the quarterback's looking the other way. If he ever popped his head the other way, all hell would break loose.
People were doing that with the Tua with Julian Hill.
Right.
It's like he was right there, but he was right there.
Right. But I'm just saying, if you're not looking that way, it's a big football field. So,
do you think he saw Julian Hill and he's just like, there's no way Julian Hill's going to catch this, or
didn't see Julian Hill. Because if you're not looking, if you say, okay, and this is how you guys have to understand how you approach every play or situation. So say if it's 3rd and 5 and the coach calls a play, the whole practice during the week, you're looking from this guy to this guy. this guy to this guy, because the ball's coming out in 2.5-3 seconds, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you say we look to this guy and it's covered, and then you got to look somewhere, that's somewhere else. That's why they have all the big plays, because they covered your play, but then that Julian Hill running down the field by himself that you wasn't paying attention to because you were doing what you were supposed to do on that play, that's how guys get beat. So that's why sometimes extending a play is a good thing.
Well, that's – no, but that in that situation, he was extending the play. Like, he was running out. The only guy that was there was Julian Hill, but I didn't know if he looked at it and he's just like, oh, Julian Hill's not going to catch this.
And sometimes you don't know how far, to be honest with you, like, I know a lot of quarterbacks will not throw a pass short of the yardage marker and hope that you get the first if they don't have confidence in your ability to run.
I mean, why would you have confidence in Julian Hill doing anything?
Right, but that's what I'm saying. So
he did catch a conversion.
Right, but so that's the other thing. Like, okay, if I'm throwing the ball to Achan and I'm throwing it 5 yards short of the first down, he's still going to give you a chance to get the first down. Okay, if I take that same pass and in that same place is Julian Hill, right? All hell's going to break loose in the stadium if he throw that ball 5 yards short and expect Julian Hill to run for the first.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean,
I'm just saying. Damage
was done.
Right, yeah. But I'm just saying. That's how it works. So you got to kind of, like, yeah. Whatever.
What?
It's just, like, yeah. When I watch some of these games, I do the same thing, right? I watch a play and I watch the whole field and go, wow, look at this guy, wide open.
Right.
Quarterback ain't even looking at him because he's looking at, you know, the way the play was designed. Who are we going to exploit on this play? So I get why people think, you know, in all honesty, I get why people watch film and say, why didn't we throw it that way? Keep in mind, quarterbacks, I don't care who you are, unless a play is broken, right? Wait a minute. Oh, okay. So talk amongst yourself.
No, so this is the play. I'm showing you the fourth down play that he got sacked on. And you can see everybody's wondering, why did he not give it to Julian Hill?
We're down
like
on the right?
Running out to the flat right over there.
On the right or the left? Over here? Let's see. Where is he? Right there.
Yep.
Technology.
Well, no, because he's not. There's somebody running towards him. That ball would have got picked off in a heartbeat. Like, you can't stop the. You can't. Vlad, you can't stop the tape and say, throw it here. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Stop the tape.
Look how wide open. Stop the tape. Look how wide open.
You can't use the Ron Rothstein button.
Did you see that DB running down to go pick it off? Did you notice that? If he would have thrown that ball, Julian Hill would have been the pick six. Look at him.
Well.
You see him?
It was an interception. He did get it. It was picked off.
Okay. You see what I'm saying, though?
But yeah. They're saying if he would have.
Oh, you talking about that last pick?
Yeah.
Well, the only pick he
threw. Oh, the last pick, yeah. Well, he technically threw two, but one was called back.
Julian Hill was kind of open.
He was open.
I know, but again.
This is rhinoceros hands.
He was open.
Here's the other thing. Okay, let me tell you why. You see what Julian Hill did? Mm-hmm. He's supposed to go, keep going to the flat. Watch this run. Look, where is he going?
Well, I think
he didn't even run around.
He was trying to tackle because it went to a Patriot.
All right. Like, again, that's all part of being on the same page or whatever. I tell you what.
They have not been on the same
page. I can tell you what. I can honestly say this.
Yep.
No quarterback that I ever played with that threw me a bunch of passes has never thrown me a ball and didn't know where I was going to be.
Hmm.
Right? Because we've always had that understanding. Me and Bernie, regardless of some of the crap we drew up in the dirt, right? We were always on the same page. And if we weren't, he'd say, hey, I would have threw it to you. You need to sit in that opening right there. But I didn't want to lead you into the cornerback or something like that. And as time goes on, you learn from it and you pick up on it or whatever. But, like, yeah, we're having loser conversations.
We're losers right now.
Because it ain't nothing about playing. It's about all the other stuff. You understand what I'm saying? It's about cheating. It's about about.
This is separate from the Tom Brady thing.
Okay, but I'm just saying. This is all conversations losers have. I don't care about.
They are losers though, right now.
Yeah, are losers.
No, right I got. I got
so
it.
Are the Jets. So
I got.
Are
no, I understand.
Got to
I understand that.
We're losers.
I understand that, but like, yeah.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai.
Ain't getting me.
Doral Hyundai. I think I already did.
I'm a winner.
Home of the Pricito.
I'm a winner.
Our lowest price.
Ain't get me in these loser conversations.
Visit us at Doral Hyundai or at DoralHyundai.com. Your final scores last night. Buccaneers beat the Texans 20-19. Chargers take out the Raiders 20-9. JJ McCarthy, he's out with a high ankle sprain 2 to 4 weeks. Carson Wentz, you're back.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, he's back. We didn't even know he was there.
Cowboys have replaced Micah Parsons with Jadeveon Clowney.
Well, he didn't replace him.
Replaced
come on,
him, dude.
On, bro. Like 3 weeks after the fact.
Oh, and I didn't give respect to this yesterday. Germany beat Turkey to win Eurobasket, 88-83.
How could you forget?
Dennis Schroeder, MVP. It's not that I forgot. It's just
put him, he's going to have to be in the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Schroeder?
Yeah.
He's won now World Cup. He's won the MVP of Eurobasket.
He is the epitome of world basketball.
He's medaled in the Olympics.
He's a great international basketball player.
And he's a pretty good basketball player in the NBA.
Yeah, he is a pretty good basketball player in the NBA. I will say, though, this Germany – peacocking a little bit too much for my liking.
They got Wagner.
But here's the thing, Vlad. Let's not forget who won the Super Cup. I mean, Serbia did beat them in the Super Cup, and Jovic and him went shot for shot.
Wait, isn't the Super Cup that was like preseason World Cup?
It was before Eurobasket, but it still was a game of basketball. Like they won the Super Cup.
Time out.
Jovic is a Super Cup champion.
Super Cup is basically preseason.
No, Euro. But they are Super Cup champions.
That's what it is.
No, Super Cup is summer league.
Yeah.
But they beat Germany at full strength.
Super Cup is literally summer league. That's like Toby coming into last season saying that he won the summer league.
We didn't have Bogdan Bogdanovic, okay? So we didn't have our go-to guard.
You got a mouse in your pocket?
Yeah, it was Serbia. We were the Serbs. We didn't have Bogdan Bogdanovic.
No, but so you Serbian?
I just want to
say something Serbian. Serbian.
This is Miami, Serbian. Florida. This ain't Paris, France. Why is it a we?
No, I'm telling you.
Like, really?
It's just we've
really? I'm not taking enough heat. I got you over there.
No, I'm just telling you, we won the Super Cup.
Say something in Serbian.
Jovic.
No.
No, don't say a name.
No. No, say something.
Brate.
Because you say we.
Brate.
No, that's not Serbian.
It is Serbian.
I think he's right.
It's brother. My brate.
You
got to
get him.
That's it. The one.
My brate.
The one word.
Point for Toby.
Listen. You're ruining the mood of the show.
You're in a bad mood today.
Toby, I need your antics because you know what? Football is bad.
It's bad, dude.
Professional football is bad. Even
like you got, at least you guys only root for one team.
I know.
I got three teams are like over.
Well, that's, I mean, you see? You're not committed.
I always keep an eye on my Saints, right?
Okay.
Cleveland.
Okay.
Right?
Baltimore's doing well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you don't like Baltimore.
They
give you a nice swag.
When I was in Baltimore, they thought we were the Baltimore Stallions. So, please.
What, from the USFL?
No.
From CFL.
CFL. That was, listen, look it up, Vlad. Nobody believes me. There was 1 year they had 5 CFL teams in the States. Right? In the U.S. The Baltimore team won the Grey Cup. 1996. Go look it up. Nobody remembers it. But in 1996, or was it 95? 95 or 96, the Baltimore Stallions won the Grey Cup. And they're like, really? Yep, they had like 5 U.S. teams. And that was the only year they ever did it. And then we went the very next year to Baltimore, and they were like, congratulations. That's like, nice for what? Winning the Grey Cup.
Take a break. Back with more after this.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM, WQAM. Got a little damages done, my friend, coming up later on this hour. Because we got all the sports talk to go on, man. And Sports Talk on WQAM is brought to you by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS on Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $2.50 a month. Just visit us at ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Wow.
What's that?
I was looking at Carlos Huerta.
What'd he say?
No, he was the kicker for the Baltimore team.
Well, he was?
That was a former Kane, right?
Yeah, yeah, he was a Kane. That was
number 27, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He was a Gordo.
Huh.
Yeah,
if you would have won the MVP, this would be similar to your name. The guy who won the most valuable player was Tracy Ham.
Love a ham sandwich, dude.
You're cheese. You know of cheesing. So, yeah, definitely ham and cheese.
Speaking of hamming it up, that used to be Mike McDaniel. Now he's just sad. He's not in a great place right now.
He shouldn't be.
He shouldn't be, Jennifer. He really shouldn't be, especially when he's, you know, coming out with doozies like this.
To win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game.
Shut up!
Damn!
Wow!
She's furious with this guy.
I don't want to hear it.
To win games, you have to win the game.
Yeah, okay.
Not lose the game.
Damn. You definitely can't get in an argument with Jay Figg. Your man is not winning. He ain't even getting on words.
Don't lose.
Yo, they talked to Herm Edwards, and Herm looked at him like, come on, man.
He said that?
Like, come on. Like, yeah, like, come on.
And would say he's like,
Herm said, you play to win the game. And then the hello after that, which was the
point. It was
hello.
Top notch.
That was it. But when somebody says, what Mike McDaniel said?
Oh, when he's out here just dropping.
To win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game.
Exactly, dude.
Horrible.
Yep. Well, he was asked a question yesterday, and like you ever, I was listening to the press conference on my way home, right? And I heard this question, and I just immediately went, "Oh no," because I just knew this was going to head down a bad road.
Oh no!
Like I could just tell with him at this point. I'm like, oh no, that's not going to go well. Because here's the thing: when you ask Mike McDaniel an open ended question, there's no telling when it stops. There's
if you ask him an open ended question, he's definitely going to send it back to you with an open ended answer.
This was Mike McDaniel when asked yesterday about Dolphins culture.
Mike, this it's a pretty open ended question, but how would you define the culture inside of this building?
How would I define the culture inside the building? I think
already.
Yes.
You don't want to hear it.
He already gave you enough right there.
The fact that he returned the question,
he starts it off repeating the question. Hey, you know that used to piss your parents off. He say, "Did you do that?"
There's nothing worse as a man when your girl is disgusted of you. Like she can't stand you. Your presence, your essence just annoys her. Jay Figg right now can't even stand hearing the man's voice.
You got the ick?
I have the ick. And if I McDaniel hear him breathe into the microphone one more time, I'm going to
lose
it.
Bro. It's over.
Ick Daniel.
No, she doesn't want any part of him.
Nothing.
It's over. This relationship is done.
You know, it's a lot like Love Island, you know? You just get to that point, and then all of a sudden, you know, Jeremiah.
And the whole 3 days they're there.
I'd rather go home than be coupled. Yep.
You get tired in the 3 days that you're there?
We're just at that point. It's like Jeremiah and Hoda.
I'll tell you when you get tired of it. When the girl you with is giving somebody else a lap
dance. Oh, all the rhythm. Yeah, she's giving you rhythm.
Right.
She's giving the other guy rhythm.
Right.
I got to tell you, I thought Hoda got she got too much crap for crossing the line there. I thought everybody else was crossing lines as well.
Really?
It's the only thing I give Hoda a pass for, though.
Come on, dude.
Many lines were crossed.
Here. There's a bunch of people can do the same thing. If you don't like the person to start, then you're probably not going to like what they did more than the other person. That's just how it works.
It's a pretty open-ended question, but how would you define the culture inside of this building?
How would I define the culture inside the building?
Good question.
I think there's a locker room full of connected people that are
not connecting.
That they say we do is kind of our mantra, but we do work to produce results, and we fearlessly attack things that we fail at. So as far as defining the culture, I think people are mostly responsible who you are working with and the direction.
Are you making me turn this off?
And no, yeah,
you see how long it is.
We have a unified
unification,
a unified locker room, and a unified really team. That, you know, it's one of the things that failure provides an opportunity to
see that with transparency. Left.
You can't.
Can we just take a knee?
You're not. It's not as great as everyone going in the same direction. You know, a lot of times when people are when you experience collective failure, or you lose a game or two games, you get to see exactly what type of culture you have based upon how people respond. So it's one of the reasons I focus on response so much, because to me that's all. Really, life is, and teams are, and cultures are.
Which one do you want? This one?
You know, we in a bad place where she's asking for sound.
That one. She's the pot.
Nobody wants ya. Minus one. For lying.
Mm-hmm. That one. Thank you.
For deception.
For being a loser.
Wow. Fraud.
I'm sorry, man.
Bum.
Fire the bum guns.
What was the question?
I don't even remember what the question was.
Something about culture.
What is the Dolphins culture in the building?
He said culture once.
He said, so culture is results.
People in a locker room.
Something about failure gives you a chance to do more failure. Something like that. I don't know. It was crazy.
Something, dude. I, whew.
Nah, I'm not going to lie to you, bro. Some of these answers now over the last 2 months have just been
2 years. Maybe.
Well, I mean, yeah, but he sounds like a guy that knows his you know, his days are numbered here. That's what it sounds like.
It's crazy. He sounds like a lawnmower trying to get revved up. It's crazy.
Not even. No.
It's really bad.
No, he doesn't. You know why? Because eventually a lawnmower will start.
Mm-hmm.
So. No.
To win games, you have to win the game. Not lose the game.
Again,
honestly,
I would say this.
Just take the microphone away from him.
And I'm going to say this, and this is the reality of how we do stuff. If they were winning, it'd be cute.
Yeah, but they're not.
So it's annoying. Mm-hmm. That's the general nature.
But he also seems lost.
He can't read the room. He can't be.
He seems lost.
Let me explain, like, I don't know if the word is lost. I think sometimes coaches get caught up in trying so hard not to say anything that it just comes across like Mike McDaniel, right? Like, he does a lot of talking without saying anything.
Mm-hmm.
There's coaches that do that, right? There's coaches that are very short. You know, there's coaches that don't. You know, won't answer any questions. Like, he tries to answer them in his own way while being thorough, while saying nothing, all at the same time.
Yeah, but that was genuinely a question that was basically like, hey, what's your philosophy here? Like, what do we get? What do you got? And he doesn't really have any answers.
You know why? Because, and this is, in all honesty, any player will tell you this,
mm-hmm.
culture doesn't have a damn thing to do with the coach. Right?
You don't think so?
No.
I mean,
how you do things, and I'll even say this for the Miami Heat.
Mm-hmm.
How you do things, how you practice, how you prepare, okay? The things that you have to do to develop, that comes from the coach. But maintaining that, that comes from the UDs and the D Wades. And so from that standpoint, the people who have the most access to the players. Or other players.
But all that stuff is passed down. Like, if you're going to use the Heat as an example, like, all that stuff is passed down from the top of the organization. Like, they all learn that from
Pat. But they have, look, they have rules, but the culture is set by the players who enforce those rules all the time. because coaches aren't with the players all the time. Mm-hmm. And how you work, how you do things, what you put into your craft, that comes from the players and is passed down from play from or, you know.
But Pat has things that he believes in and I think can articulate. Yes. Like whether it means anything or not, like if he's asked that, Pat Riley has his mantras, he has his principles.
Yeah, but I would say they would say the culture is how we approach our job, how we approach work,
but he didn't
and how
say
we
that.
Put, no, he didn't.
He didn't
no,
say
he
that.
Didn't. He didn't. No, he didn't because it like
I'm sure I could give him a lot if I could sit here and go give him notes. I could give him notes on things to say, but he didn't say that.
He would deviate. He'd be a rogue.
Everything he does is
deviation. He would be rogue. Like, you know what? Here's what you'd be whispering behind him. All right, coach, okay, we're going to go into this presser. Hmm. You're going to probably be asked these questions. I have cue cards.
Right. So he does have people to do that.
You stick to the basics.
Right.
As soon as it starts, mm-hmm. We got a rogue. Rogue one.
Oh, I'm sure. Like I'm sure the PR department knows. I'm sure they're just like, all right.
We tried.
Trust me, I'm sure the PR staff who has to transcribe all this, they're just like,
oh no,
transcribe. You
know? Yeah, they have to write everything that he says.
Just really? Put.
Yeah, I'm sure AI can do it now. But yeah, they used to.
I mean, AI would be like, what?
What? This is actually very deep.
What?
Schmeath and Schmolnick. Surprising. Coaches teach culture. Players carry culture.
Yeah. That's wow. But that's what I'm saying.
Very profound, like, for a guy who like, just tells us to go to hell,
like,
though.
Like, there's been a bunch of coaches that have a way of doing things, but it never gets through to their players. I'll give you a perfect example. Vic Fangio. Like, how he did things didn't go well with the other players, but it was probably because of his delivery and not having anybody on his – you know, on that defense that could pass that message on.
Yeah. No, there's no doubt about that. You know, when the old don't like having their message carried on, they like to just give it like that, you know?
Jesus Christ.
Take a break. The damage is done, my friend.
Really? Damage was done for the last hour and a half. Now we're going
to
actually play the game? Damage is done?
Games, you have to win the game.
Really?
Not lose the game.
Yeah.
You know, when the damage is damage, you got to get it done.
Exactly, dude.
No.
That's a point.
No. Stop. Don't
no, that's
stop.
A point
stop.
For Vlad. No, that's a point.
Point for Vlad.
Take a break. Back after.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Time to get to our favorite Tuesday game. The damage is done, my friend. Go around the room. We'll say where the damage has been done. Now, we talked about this story yesterday towards the end of the show, and it was in regards to Fox baseball reporter Ken Rosenthal. Who
did he apologize?
Knocked over.
Look at that.
Look at that. He's disgusted with the cameraman.
They should have just put the bucket over him.
Cool him off a little bit.
Wow.
Okay. You know?
He's that short.
Yeah, he's
a nice man.
The nice man picked
you
up.
Yeah, which is normally what you should do when you knock somebody over.
Well, I mean, how is he gonna help?
Remember when the lady?
How is he gonna help Big Monster up?
You offer, Leroy.
If it was me, I'd pick the person up.
Even if the guy behind him could have gone.
And I'm
so
the same height.
Ken Rosenthal went on foul.
You could pick up Ken Rosenthal. Like the other guy was pretty big.
Oh, with Ken Rosenthal pinky. Could go to Jay Fink and go a piece. Ken
Rosenthal burp him.
Yeah, for sure. Swaddle him. Ken Rosenthal was on foul territory, and this was his apology to the Brewers photographer yesterday.
I want to talk about what happened Saturday night when I accidentally bowled over Scott Paulus, the Brewers team photographer,
right.
While I was getting out of the way of the Brewers dumping water on Andrew Monasterio. Now, the ever-observant A.J. Przinsky joked afterward that I looked like Muhammad Ali standing over Sonny Liston. Now, AJ, of course, is more experienced in these kinds of interactions than I am. And I must admit, though, when I looked at the video, when I saw this, I was surprised at how upset I appeared. I was more confused than anything. Now, I had to continue the interview.
Say.
We were live, folks, on national television. Couldn't stop. And that said, I felt awful about what happened. And afterward, I went up to Scott, who I've worked with in pits before over the years, and I apologized. And I apologized profusely because, let's face it, I don't think that you ever expect knocking someone down is going to happen in any particular situation. So yeah, sure, I apologized. And Fox is doing the American League playoffs this year, so I won't see the Brewers again unless it's the World Series. But if I do see the Brewers in the World Series, I look forward to working with Scott again in the photo pit, and I also look forward to sharing a good laugh with him over this.
Mm-mm.
If a player
sincere,
if a player had looked at him the way he looked at that guy that he ran over, you could pull that up. Watch this look. If a player looked at him like that, you think he would have been that understanding? Look at that look right there.
That's a look of disgust.
If a player looked at him like that, he would have said, get over yourself, buddy.
Look how happy all the players are they just won, and he's like, how dare you.
But did he also apologize how, for not first picking of all, him up?
First of all, look how big that shoe is compared to how small he is.
Oh, my God,
like,
yes.
That don't, like, holy smoke. Yeah, I know you thought about it.
Look at him, like, walk away, too, shaking his head.
Dude is all dipped in the mud.
Like, he's sitting here, and he says, I was surprised to see how upset you are. You were? Because right. You look pretty upset, Ken. Right. The damage is done, my friend. Damage. I don't want to hear any apologies. And I know that this was done, Scott. Friend. Scott went on the Odyssey Station in Wisconsin. And, you know, he was a chum about it because you want to know what? He's a good sport. But this Ken Rosenthal, blowhard.
Scott, your work speaks for itself. People have all seen it. And if you had a message for Ken Rosenthal, what will you say if you do see him? It wouldn't be till the World Series because Fox would have the World Series. But what are you going to say to Kenny next time you see him?
We're all good. You're good, Ken. Thanks a lot. We spoke after the game. We're all good.
Yeah.
Everything worked out fine.
I try to tell people he's a good guy. And he loves baseball
those,
as well.
Yeah, hey. If you don't go through those type of celebrations without some sort of kerfuffle, it's on you. Yeah, it just happens.
Players make mistakes too.
Yeah, imagine being that upset though in a walk-off win. Like everybody's jubilant and having a great time.
That was like that look he gave him is like you.
That's offense. That's what that is. I'm offended that you were in my area.
I tell you what, I know one thing. If he would have looked over at like, wow. He was just thinking his position allowed him to look that way because it definitely wasn't his size.
Right.
Like, yeah.
No, I am the great Ken Rosenthal, the Jim Gray of MLB.
I get it, but here's what I would
Jim
say.
Gray would look at you like that. Like, Jim yeah. Gray, if you got in his way in the middle of a boxing interview, he'd be like,
I would say this. Understanding how it looks and how emotions can get going and just quick like that and how he had to kind of step back. Why are they not more understanding when players get caught up in that?
I don't know.
Right? It's the craziest thing because he'll be one of the first people to stand up on the little soapbox and talk about that's not baseball and that's not this and this is how it should be handled. Right?
Yeah, he broke the unwritten rules of being a human.
Right.
You knock somebody over, you at least offer to help them up. Or say, I'm sorry.
Or not throw a hand.
He just looked at
him. He threw a hand up in disgust and walked away.
I was surprised to see how upset I was. You were?
Did you black out?
You not only looked at him in disgust.
You gave him a hand and walked off.
And then you were shaking your head as you weren't looking at him. And poor Scott's got to be here and be like, oh. Because what's Scott going to do? Scott is he's the photographer from the Brewers. You know, the Brewers are probably like, it's Ken Rosenthal, dude. What do you want? He's a jerk.
Hey, here's the deal. Like, while we sitting here talking about what should or shouldn't be done, I mean, he didn't seem to gain his composure till a day later either.
Crazy, dude.
Right. That's crazy.
What damage has done for you?
So, I've been going through some stuff. Fonz has moved to California. He called me yesterday. He's in New Mexico.
Heisenberg.
They say it's really nice over there.
That's where Breaking Bad took place. Okay. Did you ever see that show?
No.
You would like it. No.
And he said, everything good? No! Everything ain't good! I said, most kids move to Boca. Not to Milpitas, California.
Very far.
It's far! I said, no, I'll be all right.
But the damage is done.
The damage is done.
The damage is done.
Just left, like, my
damage is done.
My fan is going off on my computer.
Couldn't
my IT guy's in New Mexico.
You couldn't have gone to Sarasota,
right?
The west coast of Florida.
Exactly. No.
Your technology is just showing how you feel on the inside.
Sorry.
You know what I feel like? I feel like my fan just won't shut off. That's what I feel like in the inside. And I got to wear a heart monitor.
Damage is done, my friend.
Yeah.
For how long?
For 3 days.
Oh.
So,
wait a minute. Why don't you tell somebody? Now you're going to get Tobin to get you a more.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Don't mess with his health, please.
Wait, are you going to be wearing it during Thursday Night Football?
Are you watching Thursday
It'll
Night
get
Football?
Here next week. It'll get here
okay.
next week.
Okay.
Okay. He's, they said within 5 days.
Okay. No game next week, so that's good.
Yeah. So
it's also going to track your sleep, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't sleep. You know why? Because I have my dog treats me like a chew toy.
Which one?
Dre.
Oh.
Like, he curls up and puts his head on my leg or whatever, and if I roll over, he bites me. I'm like, hey, dude, come on. Like, really? That's not even necessary. But, yeah, so I'm sad. Fonz is gone. I'm in a house. All women. You see it. It's quiet around there.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Right? It's quiet.
I'll come on for another game.
Like Mima walks by. She's enthusiastic about sports, but she can't hear.
Yeah.
So that's like.
The old don't hear.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And but.
You want me to bring Frog Boy on?
You know what the worst part is? Like, as genuine as she is, nicest woman in the world.
Of course.
Right? You ask her a question, whether she heard it or not, she responded. Now, it might be about something else.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'll look. And I'm like, Mima, that's not what.
She heard said, sounds.
Yeah. It's like, like, she'll say, who's winning the game? I said, the Chargers or whatever. She go, oh, you need an Apple charger?
Hey.
I'm like, Mima!
Jennifer, what damage is done for you?
Damage is done,
Let
my friend.
Let me tell you a story about what happened to me on Saturday.
Mm-mm.
You went to the game?
No.
No.
Oh, concert.
I went to a concert.
So I went to a concert venue where I was celebrating a birthday.
Your birthday?
No, a birthday.
A birthday.
What kind of concert?
One of the Rat Pack?
Emo?
One of the crew?
One of the crew.
Okay.
Here.
All right. Oh, here.
And no, it was a 2000s party, actually.
Okay.
And
that was a 2000s party.
It was just like a DJ with a bunch of like 2000s music.
Oh, so.
Throwbacks, like, stuff like that.
So they went back to being.
Dance music.
So they went back to being 22, 23.
Well, it was very unfortunate that we were kind of like the only older ones there.
So it was younger
people?
So
some young brat was not nice to you?
Oh, let me tell you something.
Oh.
Somebody was feeling froggy?
Wow.
Let me tell you something.
Some little Gen Zer.
Did you have to say, let me stop you
You know
right
the
there.
Look that Ken gave the photographer?
Yeah. Sure do.
That was the look I gave a security guard, actually.
Whoa. Security guard?
A security guard.
What did he say?
A lady security guard?
No.
A male security guard.
Oh,
a male
boy.
Security guard.
Some little punk.
So you can come up to the front.
No, if only. No, in the entrance, I hate to call the venue out because probably some people saw it or whatever. But anyway, in the entrance, you know, they ID you.
Sure.
He ID'd you?
No.
He let you in.
This is the funny part. He IDs everyone around me. And I already had my ID out because I saw that he was IDing people. He goes, you can put that away. I don't need to see it.
Oh! Wow!
I'm sorry!
That is
Do I look 40 to you?
Oh, so you took it as an insult.
God.
Look, I normally never really care.
Wait, maybe he's like,
this.
You are so smoking, beautiful, and all that stuff. We gonna let you go regardless of what
you're
doing.
He called you old.
He ID'd Lupe and everyone around
me. He called you old, my.
Everyone.
Oh, so you're saying.
And Lupe was behind me, so he went around.
Isn't Lupe older than you?
I know!
Oh!
I know!
Damage is done.
So,
let me tell you, I never get insulted or care.
So you are offended.
I
That you didn't get carded.
No, I got offended the way he spoke to me.
Were you? What? Were you?
Oh, he's like.
Were you looking elderly?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, you have a stressful day.
You know?
Did I?
Yeah.
Have
did you have like
stressful
stress
day?
On, yeah. Did you have some stress?
No,
did you have some stress on?
Okay.
Did you have some stress on your face?
Did you have granny glasses on? Did you wear like old lady sandals?
No.
Oh man. All right. Well, sorry, Vlad.
Was your outfit made you look old? I'm just saying.
Damage is done.
We're just trying to get to the bottom of this.
Is a halter top old?
Halter top.
I don't know.
It depends
on
that
tie here.
Depends on how it looks.
And your back is showing.
Vlad, sorry on the shortage of time. What do you got for damages done?
I got a whole nother set of questions.
We'll get to that.
It's on Leroy.
Oh!
Why?
Where's our lunch?
Wow.
What?
Oh,
the Ravens and the Browns? Yeah.
Oh, which one?
I'm saying.
Whoa, I'll order. You didn't even give me a heads up.
I did. I texted that yesterday in the message board here.
Texted?
The message board?
Wait a minute.
YouTube.
On YouTube. You have my number.
I know. But it's
why?
Back. But
why
it's
are you trying to get a hold of me through YouTube?
I didn't even see that.
I reverse. Your damage is done, and I flip
it
back on
you. You can't reverse it.
That's jujitsu.
Uno reverse.
You can't reverse it.
Wait.
Because I'm going to tell you why you can't reverse it.
That's
it.
Damage is done on him.
No, I'm going to tell you why you can't reverse it. The Browns were favorite. Browns were getting 12.
Yeah.
They got doubled up.
I know.
Double to beat. That's tough.
But
listen. There's no reverse when you get doubled up.
I owe you lunch. I don't have a problem with that.
I get it.
But you told me on... You have my phone number. You told me on YouTube chat.
Yeah, I needed to put that on
YouTube
chat.
How dare you not look at the YouTube chat?
Like,
okay?
He doesn't look at the YouTube chat. He always looks at the YouTube.
He is in the chat. I understand.
What are you talking about?
I can't respond to YouTube chat.
Honestly, Vlad, I didn't even see
I can only respond to Twitch. Right.
We'll take a break. Back after this.
Blood to keep from running.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.